Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a beautiful mezuzah story. Once there was a woman named Sarah, and she was a person who was very dedicated to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Unfortunately, she was not so well and had to live in a nursing home. For 7.5 years she lived there. She was suffering from Alzheimer's. She could not remember her daughter's name. She couldn't remember the faces of her family members. She could hardly remember anything. But there was one exception. She remembered everything that had to do with her davening. She could actually say every prayer along with the chazan. She could even correct the diktuk, the grammar, of the volunteer teacher who came there to give a weekly lesson from the parsha. The main thing in her life was always her Yiddishkeit, her Torah mitzvahs, and it remained so. One Friday afternoon, an hour before Shabbos, a phone call came to her daughter, Hannah, from the kindly, non-Jewish administrator of the home. "Ma'am," he said, "no one consulted with me about this, but it seems that funding will soon be cut off for your mother's kosher meals. Would you like to voice an objection?" "I certainly would," said Hannah, but it appeared that she couldn't do too much about it that late on a Friday afternoon, only 1 hour before Shabbos. She was quite upset, and she couldn't really help her mother on this vital issue, so she asked the administrator, "Do you know what a mezuzah is?" "Yes," said the administrator, "I believe I do." "Well, speaking of kosher, did you know that a mezuzah must also be kosher as well and checked from time to time by a qualified scribe? I wonder if you know when the mezuzahs at the home were last checked." The administrator said, "I don't know if any of the mezuzahs have ever been checked, but I'll go through the proper channels to find out." Hannah thanked her, figuring the kosher food would be a hard battle, but at least she could take care of her mother's own mezuzah. So after Shabbos, she talked to her rabbi, and the rabbi said, according to halacha, checking the mezuzah on your mother's home is actually your mother's responsibility, not the home's responsibility. Since she's a resident, she's like a renter, and as a renter, she has to watch out for her own mezuzah. Since she can't do it, then you, our child, should do it. Hannah was very relieved. Fine, so she will do it. It was a kashrus issue that she could control. So that week, she and her brother began struggling for Sarah's right to kosher food. That was a hard fight. And they were going to have to talk to a lawyer. And there were investigations into the home. And things were not so good. As far as the kosher mezuzah, that she took care of easily. One call to the local Chabad rabbi, and it was on its way. She phoned the Chabad center on Tuesday and told the young Rebbetzin the story. Rebbetzin told her husband, and the next day, Sarah got a visit from the rabbi and a mezuzah checkup. He spoke to Hannah, the daughter, and said, "I'm not a cipher, so I could only take a quick look at it. But for one thing, your mother's mezuzah was upside down, and it doesn't have a wrapper on the outside. So soon I'll go back, and I will put up another mezuzah." As soon as the rabbi had turned the mezuzah right side up, Hannah got good news, and actually also replaced it. Hannah got good news, and that was that the funding for Sarah's kosher meals was back in place. It was entirely correct that Sarah should get kosher food. And somehow or another, it was reinstated. And also mysteriously, there were now mezuzahs on all the rooms of the home. No one was exactly able to tell where they had come from, but somehow or another, they now had all mezuzahs. And in addition to that, suddenly a big check, which had been owed to Hannah's husband for over 6 months and was desperately needed, arrived in the mail. He came up the steps with the envelope, And he said, our problems are solved. Baruch Hashem. So many things that happened good at once. And when did it happen? After the mezuzah was replaced. It had been upside down, and there were questions about the mezuzah. Now it was replaced and right side up, and suddenly things seemed to flip right side up. From this story, we see that the mezuzah is, of course, a mitzvah, which we do because Hashem said, but also the mezuzah is able somehow or another to help channel blessings and protection to the people who are connected to that mezuzah. And we see this in many, many stories. We see this in this particular story. Therefore, it's very, very important for us, especially as we approach Elul, which is a traditional time, to check all of our mezuzahs, to make sure that the mezuzahs in our home and our office, our business, and wherever else we might spend our time should be checked on a regular basis and be of good quality. And this way, certainly, we will take another big step closer to Mashiach and Geula, which, as I often say, and it's very important to say it, that Mashiach and redemption are real. And everyone should be personally involved, not to just say, well, somebody else would take care of it, who's a bigger rabbi than me or a bigger rebbetzin than me. Nope. Each person has to do their part. And as a matter of fact, when the Jewish people cross the Yam Suf, they cross the sea, there is a medrash that says that not only Nachshon ben Aminadav had to go through the water, as the medrash explains, but according to at least one opinion, each person had to go through. Each person had to have the complete faith in Hashem, the complete emunah, the complete trust in Hashem, and walk through the sea, just as Hashem had told Moshe to tell the Jewish people to travel on. And so too, when it comes to the Geula, as the Rebbe also often emphasizes, each person has to do their part. We each have to do our part. Each person has to take it as a personal responsibility. I have to do my part to bring the Geula. May it happen immediately, especially through our increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, especially at this time when there is a difficult situation in Israel. And may Hashem bless all of our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel and everywhere. And may He bring the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.